Hargy, Hargy. I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Jay, what's my fans? Giggles.
Steven Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
Shit. 2012. Turn me down a little bit. Let's get things hopping and happening here. Everything sounds a little bit overmodulated. Turn the uppers down a little bit. We're going to do a mic check on air because, you know, it's been a while, so everything gets fucked. Character projects. Characters welcome. That's what we are. Everything sounds still a little bit blown.
Check, check. Sound a little hot, you mean?
A little hot. A little hot. Turn the master down a little bit. And, just a little tiny bit. There you go. That's so much something. All right. All right.
This is terrible.
This is so great.
We can't start 2012 off like
this. Not like this.
This is terrible.
Delve into 12. That's what I say. This is what I want to know. We're going off a new stream here. Ustream kicked the bucket.
They hosed us.
Hosed us yet again.
Yeah.
So we're calling it quits on them. So like what?
Live stream.
10 minutes ago. We decided to start a new stream and we signed up for a live stream.
Yeah.
Got on. Now we're broadcasting off live stream. And if you...
You know what I'm going to do?
I think I turned the video off.
If enough people ask us for it, we're going to turn it on. We're going to show the video. We're going to show you guys what you're listening to.
Us in a little tiny back room.
Because right now it's just an audio shit show, and we want to turn it into an audio visual shit show.
Vigilantes, you know?
Don't you dare. Don't you...
There it is.
There we are.
There
we go.
So that's the delay that we're working with here. Okay, so put us back on. I do not want to look at us.
No.
Put the
how do I do that? Oh, the tape.
Later. Oh God, you make me so mad sometimes. All right. Well, it's been a while. What are you doing? It's gonna go back. It's a delay, so it's gonna go back.
It's a big delay.
But here we are. I am Dave. Next to me, across from me, some weird angle is. Giggles.
What is that?
It's probably my phone.
That's why I said.
Yeah, but it's got to be on because we're using it. There we go. We're gone. We got to use it for phones. So there we go. Segue into the phone. 646-915-9228. What's the phone number? Stop being distracted.
646-915-9228. It's been a while. There's been a lot happening, a lot going on, and we really wanted to connect with our listeners because you haven't heard us in a month. And maybe you're thinking that's a good thing. Maybe you think that's a bad thing. We want to know from you because we really – this is the tester show. This is the litmus test.
This is the live stream tester show. I want to see if tester's better than you stream. It's not going to screw us, obviously, a little bit better.
Somebody give Dave a text.
Give us a call. No, just call. 646-915-9228. You're going to see a little smudge on the your screen there. And that's us, kind of blurry, but we're back there somewhere. All right. So it's been a while. So much has happened. You got what? A ring on your finger.
Ring a ding.
Done. Lady in a tub.
Lady in a tub. She was in a tub.
Did you make that tub for her? Did you draw her a bath?
I drew her a bath.
And you made what? Soup for her?
Chicken onion soup.
Man, this is the rest of your life now. Draw a bath, make soup.
I'm like a house husband.
Your house husband.
You know what?
Yeah.
I like it.
What'd you tell me the other night we went out? We'll talk about when we went out the other night, too.
Oh, gosh.
What'd you tell me the other night? Every chance you get, you are.
I don't even know what you're talking.
Trying to what?
Just be married? Live?
Live? What?
Make money?
No.
I'm trying to make money.
Trying to make something.
Don't you worry about what I'm trying to make.
Oh, shit. All right, so give us a call, 646-915-9228. You do not have the thing up, so how can we see if anyone's calling?
What thing?
The switchboard. All right.
Sorry.
Oh, all right.
It said zero caller. And you actually, I'll give you a visual.
What?
You did.
What?
The listeners did get to see us for like a hot second.
Hot second.
But Dave right now is sitting in one of his old chairs.
Old chairs.
You gave me this chair when you moved out of your other apartment.
This is true. I think you probably stole them. I don't think I ever gave them to you.
Well, I don't know where the other one, oh, the other one's outside.
Yeah.
Get this. Well, I'm speaking listening. Of stolen,
uh-huh.
My bike got stolen.
Oh, no. How did your bike get stolen?
Well, I left it outside under a tarp. And,
under a tarp.
But get this. I come back from the wedding weekend. Awesome wedding weekend. We'll delve into it in a little bit.
All right.
But I come back from that.
Uh-huh.
And the bike's gone.
So it was gone.
It was gone for like.
While you were on.
While, while I was gone. But get this. Here's the clincher. Is there's a bike that's outside of our place at the neighbor's house.
Okay.
That has just been sitting there. We got to call her.
We got to call
her. I'll finish the story up and then we'll get to the caller.
And we'll get to the caller.
So it was this bike that was out there sitting
for
3 days.
So your neighbor's bike.
So somebody, here's the story. Here's my Columbo moment on this.
Columbo.
Somebody rode their bike up and was like, hey, I'm going to upgrade. Left their shitty bike and stole mine.
So why don't you just grab that bike?
Well, I probably will. But, I'm still on the lookout for this bike.
Man, you ain't ever going to see it again. It's like Rath's car. Scrap car.
Caller, you're
on the air. Can you hear us?
Yes.
What's happening, buddy?
What's happening, guys? Johnny John, Happy New Year. Welcome back, boys.
Happy New Year, John.
Thank you, sir. Happy 2012. What did you end up doing for 2012 there, buddy?
I was at the garden bringing it in with fish. And
nice. I did get an update. How was the show?
It was awesome. It was a blast. Nothing super efforts right hold up, but it was a damn fun fish show. They suspended a bunch of people in midair.
Nice.
Swinging lights around and shooting steam out of their ass cracks. It was pretty sweet.
I love it. So first question before we get into anything else, how do we sound?
You sound really good on the computer. On the phone, it's kind of rough. I don't know how my voice is coming across.
You're sounding good. We're probably a little low or whatever, but as long as you can hear us, that's good to me. And as long as you sound good,
is surprisingly very clear.
The audio on the computer?
Yeah,
very nice. All right, so maybe live stream is the new choice.
Maybe the way to go.
The way to go. All right, Johnny, so let me hear it. What is your New Year's resolution?
Well, you should ask. It's one of the main reasons I figured I needed to call you guys.
Of course.
It's 2 days since I've had a cigarette. I am crushing right now.
Wow. Ooh, that's a big one. I'm going to give you a round of applause, buddy. Way to go. Wow, so you think you're going
to
do it?
I resolved to quit smoking.
You're going
to
do it?
I just stopped, and I'm 2 days in now. I'm almost a full 48 hours in, which is probably the hardest.
I am impressed.
48 hours to get over.
I am definitely impressed. Do you feel good about it?
I do. And I feel like I can actually, like, not fuck this up. Like, I think I can actually do it. There's moments where I'm like, oh, I can't believe I'm never going to have another cigarette. More and more moments where I'm just like, I'm stronger than the addiction was, and I can beat this, and
this
I never have to smoke again.
This is true.
So, it's a constant battle right now. I'm a little edgy. I'm trying not to kill anybody these first couple weeks.
Yes, please don't.
But I feel like if I could do that, do anything.
That's true.
Now, Johnny, let me ask you this question. Instead of smoking, have you taken up, say, I don't want to say knitting or like another hobby. Like, have you done? Are you doing something else to keep your hands busy, like whittling or playing chess?
Good question.
I've eaten about a pound of carrots in the past 2 days.
Carrots? Your eyes are going to turn orange.
Yeah, I've chewed my way through almost an entire box of tea tree chewing sticks.
That's a good supplement. A
couple bags of sunflower seeds, a lot of bats. So I'm making it.
I am impressed.
Nice. Well, John, I know Dave and Giggles are the duo of broken promises, but I will say right now on the air that if you make it 30 days, Dave and I are going to take you out. We're going to take pictures. We're going to do some audio. It's going to be awesome. So when you make it to the 30-day mark, Dave and I are taking you out for a nice dinner.
What?
All right. Well, there's 28 days from now. We'll be dining them.
All right. We're in support of you, Johnny. We're in support of you.
Cheers, guys. I appreciate that. And Giggles, congrats on the newlyweds. It was an honor to be there with you guys. I had a blast. But now that we're safely away, I can tell you honestly, you know, get used to drawing the bats of the wife and get used to not getting any more blows.
Oh,
territory. It's going to be rough. You know, after a month or two, the honeymoon blowjobs are going to be over, and then it's going to be like a chore. Like, she's going to be... She has that, like...
Eating carrots.
Eating carrots.
You don't...
just eating carrots. So a little backstory with Jod. He doesn't want to go into it. All right, we won't go into it. All right.
Johnny, good call.
Good call, hey, buddy. We'll call you later.
All right, cheers.
I want to give John a
good round.
A round for quitting smoking. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I am definitely impressed. And you can call, too. 646-915-9228. We should get into your wedding. Like, yeah. That was quite a time. Quite a time. How did you feel about it?
I felt good.
You were, like, on edge kind of the entire weekend. But how did you feel, like, then? And retrospect, how do you feel about it now?
I feel great.
Yeah?
I mean, it was one of the best weekends of my life.
Best ever.
Couldn't have gone any better.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
except for maybe getting dressed with the grooms.
It's true. Well, why don't you tell the story about the dressing room situation that I had picked out?
It's really much deeper than that.
Yeah.
So, basically, what you did was, for some reason, you kept your entire groom's party in the dark. Like, I get up there.
Oh, yeah.
I get up there, and someone is like, yo, did you know there was a rehearsal?
You know there's a rehearsal time. I told you
this. But you didn't tell me there was a rehearsal.
I said, get up there by 6.
You said, get up there by 6. And I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to get up there by 6 because I have to work. You should have said, there's a rehearsal. That's what you should get there for.
Would you have done it?
I would have tried harder if there was a rehearsal.
I would have rather not told you than be disappointed, because I'm just like expecting disappointment from you. When you hadn't shown up till 9 o'clock, you know, I'm glad you got there. I'm glad you got there safe and sound and back safe and sound. But you know what? I set my expectations for you very low.
Being part of your groom's party.
It's true. Hey, listen, thanks for that wedding gift. That's pretty awesome, man.
Pretty awesome, huh?
It was nice.
All right. So anyway. So we get up there, we get through that, we do all that stuff. Then the night before, you're like, all right, we're going to meet at this time down in my bungalow, and we're going to go get dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like noon or something.
Right, right.
It was really early. Your wedding didn't start till like 4.
Yeah, yeah, 4.
And so I'm like, also Plan B McGee was in the groom's party, which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. She playing Mimi Game.
So, like, we go to breakfast, and we're like, we should go back. We should get ready. We got to go get him. And she's freaking out. She was flipping out. She didn't know what to do. So we get back from there, and then I'm like, all right, I'm just going to bring my stuff down. We'll get changed over there. She's like, I got to get ready because I can't go down there and get dressed with you guys. That'll be weird.
It was terrible.
So she gets ready, and she's like, I'll meet you down there. I'll meet you down there. So I go down there, right? I'm going. I don't know where. You didn't tell me where your bungalow was, so I didn't know where that was. So I had to ask people. I'm looking around for you. I can't find you. I finally find your bungalow. I think I saw your sister, and she's like, hey, it's over there. So I go, and I knock on the door, and there's no answer. And I kind of, like, open the door and peek in, and you were sound asleep.
That's true.
Sound asleep on the couch.
It was a good night before, man. People were coming in late, like you.
Right.
And so I felt like I wanted to hang out with them and, you know, party with them on Friday night.
Sound asleep on the couch. When you told us to get there to start getting ready, sound asleep on the couch.
Hey, I had to rest up. I saw one of Julie's bridesmaids, and she was like, or Mrs. Giggles.
Mrs. Giggles.
She was like, you need to take a nap.
That's hilarious. So then after that, we ended up helping some girl get stuck out of a ditch.
Oh, yeah. She
took a walk around. I tried to calm you down. You were kind of like a little
animated. Jittery?
Jittery.
Nah,
you were
I was
little,
all right.
Woo.
I'm all right.
Yeah, you're
good.
Right.
Good to go.
So then you're like, all right. So there was also, it was like, I think, I remember it was 14 degrees.
Yeah. No, it was like 32.
At night, it was 14. During the day, it was like 20-something. It was cold. You decided that, well, maybe not so much you decided, but it was given to the boys that they were going to get dressed not in your house, because that's where the ladies were.
Right, right, right.
We were going to get dressed down in the billiard room. Yes, I'm throwing air quotes in that.
Yeah, it was the
billiard
room.
It was a garage.
It was a garage.
Someone in the party from the night before had opened the garage door and left it open all night. So it was 20 degrees in there, and you're like, this is where we're going to get dressed.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get dressed in 20 degree weather. We could see our own breath.
It was freezing.
It was freezing.
It was freezing.
Freezing. But the good news is you brought Blue Label.
Blue Label. Well, Deb bought me that Blue Label.
Good
old
Deb. And
the whole family were in there drinking Blue Label for, you know, like just a shot each. But, like, it was nice. I mean, that bottle went within an hour.
Yeah, it did.
Done.
Well, we were giving it to your family, Ms. Giggles' family.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like me and you were chugging it.
No, 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 no. And when you have Blue Label, it's better to share.
Right.
No, it's better to keep it to yourself,
keep
right?
To yourself.
You're not supposed to share that. It's all right. It's all right. But you know what?
What?
On a 1 to 10 scale,
yeah.
What do you think as far as
I wedding? Would give it a 10. Like, yeah. that was a fantastic wedding. I also liked, you know, actually, I didn't prep you on this, but I wanted you to bring your vows. I wanted you to read your vows
on
air.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to
shame. Those are great vows, though.
They were good.
They were good vows. I'd like you to share it. Maybe one day. Maybe one day we'll get you to share
See,
your vows.
I don't know what you – I don't know why you don't understand that. I'd like to have, like, a certain personal life and then, like, the Dave and Giggles radio life. I don't
cheers
know if
–
cheers. I don't know if those things, you know, are ever going to meld. Like, I want to keep a little bit sacred.
But it was beautiful.
Because you have nothing sacred in your
nothing,
life.
Nothing sacred.
Nothing sacred.
Nothing at all.
No. So just a precursor for our people who are listening right now. We're going to have a sex talk with Big D.
If she calls.
If she calls. She's going to call in. So think of your sex questions because she's a registered sex therapist.
I need to call her. I need to call her right now. 646-915-9228. Call us. 646-918.
No.
No. 646-928.
No.
What is it?
646-915-9228.
There it is. 646-915-9228.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to get you on your
you
toes.
You wonder why we have nobody calling
nobody
in.
Nobody calling in because we're giving wrong.
Blowing a bunch of numbers.
Shit.
Shit.
So then after the wedding.
Are we still on?
Well, I mean, we've been gone for so long. After the wedding, I also want people to call in with their New Year's resolutions. And I want to get to your New Year's resolutions in a minute, too.
Hmm.
Like, you got some?
It's
you
already
got some
broken.
Good ones?
It's already broken.
All right. We'll get to it in a second. You went on a honeymoon.
Yeah.
I want to hear about your honeymoon because you came back
not,
in a huff.
What are you talking
you
about?
You said you had something to talk about on the air.
And the honeymoon?
Yeah.
No, I...
Like the, how they treated you or something?
Oh, well, they kind of... Well,
nothing?
Well, I'm not going to get... Not again.
You don't get so jammed up. You were like, I can't wait to talk about this.
Well, they kind of hosed me at the very beginning because we get there around 2 o'clock to the resort and they do the old, oh, well, we have the upgrade, but it's, you know, this much extra. I'm like, oh, come on. We're fine. We've already, like, dropped a few, you know, few G's on this.
Why do they want you to get the upgrade?
Well, because it's the optional honeymoon upgrade. You can get an upgrade. But I thought it was free. In this case, it was like $300, $350.
$350
and I was like,
bones.
I was like, let's just stay with our room. Like, we, you know, we're going to have a good time. We're not going to be in the room.
3.5 fazoolies.
Fazoolies. And so basically from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So anyway, they showed us the room. We're like, oh, this is really nice. It was beautiful, gorgeous. They show us the room.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, all right, well, your other room will be ready very soon. We're like, okay, cool.
So they showed you the honeymoon.
Showed me the massive.
The three, actually, three,
the one,
three,
the one that they wanted
fazoolies.
Us to buy, you know.
Right.
And so we're like, no, we're just going to stick to our original room.
How
so,
was the honeymoon room?
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Gorgeous.
So then we go to the – we're hanging out in the lobby and we're chilling out. We're like, all right, well, time's ticking.
Time's
all of
ticking.
A sudden and we keep seeing our butler, you know, our concierge, the guy
who – butler.
We were assigned a butler for the week.
Where'd you guys go?
DR.
The DR.
DR.
Nice.
So anyways, we see him and we're like, hey, you know, any chance we could – you know. We want to get to the beach. I want to, you know, go get something to eat. I want to change out of my jeans. I'm in my cold weather gear. You know,
I want to put some shorts on.
I want to put some sunblock on. Some SPF 45.
Burn.
That's why I put SPF 44. So, anyways, so long story short, it all comes right. to about 5:30.
Because we're on the radio, we might as well make it short.
It's true. Trying to wrap it up.
Trying to wrap what up? We're here, man.
There's nothing. There's no rush. Nobody's calling in. There's no impending doom. Oh, my gosh.
All right, go on.
All right, so we're waiting there. Like, Julie and I, Mrs. Giggles and I are both falling asleep, you know.
Sitting in the lounge?
Sitting in the lounge.
Falling asleep?
Falling asleep. But like, dude.
Couldn't they take your bags and you could just go?
So I was like, bro, where's our room? It's like 5:30. And he's like, hold on. Let me check. Do you sure you want an ocean view? I was like, yeah, that's what we paid for. We want an ocean view room. So
he's trying to scam you into a cheaper room.
Try to scam us into a cheaper room. I was like, no, dude, we want the room that we paid for. Let's do it. So, anyways, he – oh, gosh. this is why I don't want to talk about this. But anyways, so it's like 5:30, and he gets us – he walks us by, and he's like, all right, well, we're going to take you up to your room. And then he does this, like, juke where he, like, walks by the room that he showed us,
yeah.
the upgrade room,
uh-huh.
and he's like, this is your room. And we're like, bro, we've been sitting here for 3 freaking hours. This room's been open. You didn't sell it to any other couples because that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to sell it to a couple.
Trying to sell it to somebody.
Yeah, trying to sell it to somebody. We're like, all right, that's cool.
So the room that they were going to give you is the room they gave you.
Is the room they gave you, long story short. But we had to wait 3 hours. which in the long run wasn't that bad. But once we got into this room, check this out. Two jacuzzis,
ooh,
one indoor, one outdoor.
Ooh.
Had a living room.
Nice.
Had a stocked mini fridge, mini bar.
All for free?
All for free. We got a free upgrade. So I think, like, my – I was just getting a little impatient because, you know –
You get agitated.
It was your honeymoon. You know, you're like
– Giggle's not so giggly.
No. And you want things to be perfect. You want things to be like, let's get you right in. You know, the room's ready. It's, you know – I mean, come like 4:30, I was like, all right, dude, come on.
This is 2.5 hours later.
This is 2.5 hours that I've been at your resort and I can't get out of my jeans. I want to be in your, you know, blue waters.
Blue waters, the
blue
DR.
Waters, nice waters.
DR is nice. I used to work for Fox. You remember?
That's true.
And at Fox, if you work past a certain hour, you get a car service home. I used to get driven home every night by this DR guy,
Dominican.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he was a cool guy. He was he wore a suit. He was like really fancy, you know. Like he was really like laid back. Like you could tell he smoked a lot of weed. He was just like, yeah, let's. He would always take me down Third Avenue so you can see the girls.
Nice,
you know, like Friday nice. Night yeah. or something. He was a respectable guy,
right.
And he was always like, I'm moving back to the DR. I'm opening up a brothel. Anytime you want to come down, I'll get you three ladies in your room, no questions asked.
Really. I don't think you could handle three ladies.
I don't think anyone can handle three ladies.
No, I think
ladies.
You could.
DR ladies?
Oof. They would wreck you. And then if you...
What? Don't worry about it. Keep talking.
I think if you were done after the first one, they would probably be pretty pissed off if you didn't get all three of them satisfied. I mean, you have enough trouble getting one girl satisfied, let alone three of them. Hey, go. Hey, oh. Sorry, you left me out up there alone. I had to do
That's
it.
That's what you have to do. Shit.
If you leave me talking by myself.
Well, I'm trying to get Sex Ed Deb.
Sex Ed Deb.
Sex Ed Deb. 10 minutes in heaven with Deb.
Yeah, all right, let's ask the questions because we're sure she's probably listening.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know. It's a new site. I don't know if she has it. Let me text it to her real quick. So go ahead.
Sex questions. Questions about like things, maybe sort of sex taboos or things that you didn't understand as a kid, you know?
You can't hold something going for more than 20 seconds on your own.
That's why I need you. Remember the time I tried to do the show by myself? It was terrible.
It was terrible. It was just god awful.
All right, this is a little personal. Right. I'll share this. But when I was a kid, I didn't think that there was any sort of penetration.
What do you mean there wasn't any sort of penetration
to make babies?
How were babies made?
I thought, I'm young. I mean, like, you know.
To 6-year-old giggles.
6-year-old giggles.
How did you think babies were made?
I thought that the couple, you know, they'd hug and, kiss or whatever, and they'd squish around, and then the guy's sperm would, like,
You didn't know what sperm was, first of all.
Well, I knew it was, like, something. I knew it was, like, a seed or some sort of goo or whatever. But I knew it, like, I thought it squiggled across the mattress and then into the other...
That'd be horrible.
It'd be horrible.
Like a little fucking thing just squirming across.
Trail. That'd be terrible.
Like a slug?
Yeah. So it wasn't until I saw my first adult film that I realized that, no, this is how things happen. Is that too much? Is that too far?
You can't talk for like 30 seconds while I send you the number.
She knows the number.
She doesn't remember it.
Yeah. All right, well, if we get Sex Ed Deb to call
Sex
in.
Sex Ed Deb, which, we need people to call in.
We need people to call in with their sex questions.
646-915-9228. Any question you had ever about sex, because Deb is a professional sex edist.
Educator.
Yeah, there's people listening, so call in. So we'll talk about that in a second when she calls. I also want to talk about resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
And
my resolution this year was to not post any cat pictures.
Which you broke within
like
a day.
Within like 24 hours, I broke it.
And not only that, I went out with you the other night. You kept, like, we were getting drunk. We're having a good time watching a jazz thing, which I'm trying to post the video online. Maybe we'll get to that.
That's a good.
Within like 10 seconds, you're like, yo, you see my cat? Yo, holding your phone up in my face while we're out at a bar. Yo, you see my cat? So cute.
He is cute. He is cute.
He's getting fat, bro.
He's getting sleepy. I think he's.
Well, that's not good for a cat.
Well, I mean, I think he needs like another. We can't have another cat.
Oh, he needs a playmate.
We got a call. All right, this is Sex Ed Deb calling in.
This is going to be hilarious and weird. Deb!
Too bad I can't hear you.
Can't hear us? 10 minutes in heaven with Deb.
Oh, this is such a bad connection.
You can hear us. Don't worry about it.
Well, can you make me? Can you be louder so I can actually hear you?
We can yell louder. What's happening, Deb?
Not much. What's happening with you?
So you just got off a sex ed therapy class, huh?
Not class. Client.
Client.
We can't ask her about the clients.
No,
that's
we can't
confidential
ask her about the
information.
I just wanted to know that she just got off of being in the mentality of being in a sex ed therapist.
So she is ready to take our questions.
Sure.
If you have them, call in 646.
If I can hear them.
Oh, gosh.
Why do you got to be so negative, Deb?
So negative.
Why do you got to be so negative?
Because I can't hear, and I'm going to sound like an idiot because I can't hear.
You can hear just fine. All right, Deb, first off, I want to ask, New Year's resolutions, what do you got?
Be happy.
That is the worst resolution I have ever heard.
I don't know. I try it every day.
That's good.
Jesus, you're worthless.
Sorry.
All right, let's see here. Dave has a sex question for you.
I do?
You do.
All right, so...
You need to yell it because I really can't hear you guys.
Oh, my God, Deb. All right, so... In your sex therapy, do you see what type of problems... Do you see after someone gets married?
Good question.
Good question.
How long are they married?
They're married for about a month.
Female desire disorder?
Oh, damn. So are girls allergic to gold? Is that the problem? They get the gold ring around their finger, and they have no desire anymore? Is that a huge problem?
No, it's because you guys just sit around and don't try anymore.
So it's our fault. You're telling me it's our fault.
Yes.
So you don't think that it goes both ways? You don't think that a girl gets lazy? They say, hey, I don't have to try anymore. I got them.
Yeah, but the problem is men are always ready.
It's true.
You know, they look down and they're like, oh, I guess I'm in the mood.
Exactly. So what's your point?
Well, a woman has to get in the mood.
Well, we got you now. We don't need to get you in the mood. It's just going to happen.
Ugh.
There you go. And hence the problem.
That's the problem. So you're telling me that I need to draw a bath. I need to make soup. These are things that'll keep the love going.
Yeah.
Good answer,
not just
Deb.
Draw a bath. You need to actually have a conversation and stimulate her.
Not hang out in a back room with your friend.
Between her ears.
It's true. So how do you keep the sparks going into your, like, you know, 10th, 20th, 30th year of marriage? I mean, I do hear of these old people, not old, I'm sorry, the geriatric or elderly people that still make love. Albeit maybe it's a little bit.
With or without Viagra.
Ooh. Do you think there's not a 70, 60, 70-year-old man that doesn't need Viagra? Or you think they all need them? Well, I think it's like this crutch.
No, I think there are a lot of physical things that happen to you when you're that old that kind of prevent you from being able to perform. Mm. And Viagra really fixes that.
And in Giggles' case, it's performance anxiety.
That has got to be... Exactly,
because if it ever happens to you once, you're always going to be thinking, is it going to happen again? And then it happens.
Ugh, that's the worst.
It's not very sexy to think about that.
No.
Has it ever happened to you?
Me?
I'm looking over across the room.
You talking to me? I thought you were asking Deb this. Performance anxiety has happened once.
Once. Yeah?
Yeah.
When?
It was years ago. And so, I had a little freak out. It was pressure. It was Valentine's Day. There was a lot of pressure.
That was a lot of pressure.
There was candles. I think I lit the place on fire. It was not a good scene.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it was not good.
So, Deb, tell me, like, you have a lot of clients now, which I'm very happy. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for getting this.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you getting your own studio, which is really nice, or office, as they call it, not in the radio world.
Yeah, you can use it as your studio if you want.
But you're all the way in Jersey. Why didn't you do this in Manhattan? It would have been so much nicer.
I'm offering it to you. Stop complaining.
Shit, she's so positive. You're so mean. She's so no, she's so happy.
She's happy.
It's a New Year's
resolution. Be happy.
Be happy.
So Deb, what is like
I'm having a hard time hearing you guys?
God. What is like the most common problem you have with all your clients? Like the sum of all the problems. She could talk about problems. She doesn't have to name names.
Probably the disparity between how much he wants it and how much she wants it.
So it's always high for the man and low for the woman, right?
No, not always, actually.
So what, do you find that it's 50-50?
No, definitely not. There's
definitely not.
A few aberrations of women that want it and their partners don't.
So what would be your advice to guys out there with like a supremely high sex drive and maybe their ladies aren't so, you know, into it?
Well, my advice is... ladies, just because you don't want to have sex doesn't mean you can't give him sex. Keep your clothes on and give him some sex.
Give him some sex. I saw, actually, the other day, and I'm going to probably butcher this study that I saw, and it was talking about, in the long run, possibly, that withholding sex is good for a relationship. I don't necessarily buy into that, but their argument was... that if you withhold, then in the long run, the sex when you do have it will be fantastic.
But why are you withholding?
Well, it's probably the idea where a woman doesn't want it or a man doesn't want it. So they're like, I got a headache. I got, you know, I got things on my mind. I got to go check my mail. I got to do all that bullshit instead of actually getting down to the dirty.
Yeah, but my question is, are you withholding it because you're angry? Are you withholding it because they, you know, they did something to piss you off? And
well, I think that.
Let her finish.
Go, Deb. Go, Deb.
She's the expert. You keep talking, not let her. Jeez,
Deb, go.
No, keep going.
I'm just. I think we have a little. This is a little bit of therapy. Dave and Giggles are having some serious sex therapy that we could be having to pay her. But we don't have to pay her anything.
We don't have to pay her anything.
We don't have to pay. We are.
We have her on retaining order, so we can ask her anything we want, anytime we want, because, you know.
Really?
Yeah. This is true.
She's going to start charging
okay.
us. So let's yeah. try to find the goal. Like the what? How do you?
You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. I had a question, and you're stopping me from asking it. And it's not really even a question, but the idea that like where you were talking about, where it's like. Where is the rejection coming from? I think no matter where the rejection is coming from, the one who's being rejected feels rejected. Therefore, it becomes a bigger issue.
Right, because everyone wants to be wanted.
And nobody wants to be rejected.
Right, and then what happens is, what you learn is the three things that kill a sex life is anger, avoidance, and alcohol.
Wow.
Forget about the alcohol. But if you keep getting rejected, you're going to stop asking, and then you realize you haven't had sex in months because whoever is asking and getting rejected just stopped.
What's the longest? I'm not going to ask any names, but what's the longest one of your clients has gone without sex with each other?
I don't know. I don't know because
yeah.
I think. I don't think I have a client that's gone a long time.
That's a good
thing.
That's not
why they're
there. A good thing.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I haven't been doing it that long that I have everyone, but no, I haven't seen that.
Shit.
But that's what happens. That's what happens when, you see people that haven't had sex in years because one of them just stopped asking.
Yeah. One of them stopped asking and one of them just doesn't want it.
Well, they're like, oh, yeah, he didn't ask or she didn't ask.
So just better off.
Mm-hmm.
So in your opinion, do you think it's like basically the two things that most couples fight about are sex and finances?
Absolutely. Yeah. Which is why I went into sex therapy because I was doing marriage counseling and that's all I was talking about. And who wants to talk about money?
Nobody.
I'd rather talk about sex than money.
Let's talk about your sex.
Let's talk about giggle sex.
We are not talking about my sex.
Why not?
Because this is the radio. Radio and personal life. I keep my personal life
on the radio.
I want to talk about your sex life.
My sex?
My sex?
Yeah, what about your sex, Deb?
What about my sex?
Do you think it's helping you being a sex therapist?
Yeah, because sometimes I sit there and I'm like, well, I actually have to follow through with what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Damn. Does it, I mean, this, I'm going to get a little shock jockey, but ever, are you ever like in session with a client and you just like, you just start to get like turned on talking about sex?
No.
Why not?
It
never like comes into your mind. It never comes into your mind when you're sitting there talking about sex, talking about, well, why don't you try this or that? And you're just like thinking about, well, I could try that at home. Well, I'm gonna just text real quick. Just text my husband and be like, well, we're going to try something later. Nothing?
I don't know if that equates with turned on. It might be just the spark of an idea, but, you know, it's not like I'm getting all worked up now.
I guess it's different being a guy. I mean, any spark of an idea, it's just like, bam, yes!
Women, it takes a little bit more, you know?
That's too bad. I feel bad for you guys.
All right, so Deb, then advice for guys out there who may be experiencing like a lack of sex, or if you could sort of probably most of our listeners right now are men in their 30s.
Sure.
What do you think most guys in our age that are single are going through right now?
Well, thank God for porn.
Thank God for porn.
I mean, go out and buy a Costco bottle of lube and, you know, take care of yourself.
But don't you think that porn is destroying male sex drive?
Absolutely not. Nope.
You don't
think
so
at all.
Do you know that actually there's a problem in China right now where there isn't enough women, right? So there's like abundance of men, and they're having a problem with having babies because they cannot get to climax with a woman because they need, like, that porn-style sex. They need that, like, watching that porn or, like, living that lifestyle of the porn life. So they're not able to get to that point.
I don't think it's the porn. I think it's the actual masturbatory technique that's the problem.
Yeah. They live in a communist country. They don't have a lot of, like, options. You know? I think if it's all, like, you know, said and dry, they probably don't practice different positions. You never see any sort of Chinese porn when you're looking at porn. It's always Japanese porn.
It's all the same, isn't it?
No, I think Chinese porn, right? Am I right, Deb? Do you never really see a...
What?
I can't believe it.
I'm sorry I missed that because I can't hear.
Oh, Deb.
Oh, God.
Oh, Deb.
Jeez.
Well, you just stopped that
Dave.
Short.
How's your sex life?
Fantastic.
Woman.
All fantastic.
Very good.
Very good. I wish we had some callers for you, but as 2012 develops, I want to really like generate like a good like corner for you on the show where we can have callers and take callers. Are you in for that?
Absolutely.
I love
it. Then we have the financial caller who is willing to do that too.
Nice. Nice. Finance and sex. We could solve the world's problems right here on Dave and Giggles.
Yep.
There you go.
Right here.
Well, Deb, we want to thank you for calling in. We're going to let you go because
my pleasure.
We love you, Deb.
And everyone, go and don't say no to your partner. Go have sex.
Always say yes.
Always say
six
yes.
times a day.
No.
Yes. Well, actually, I was watching something today, and Katy Perry and what's his name got
Russell
a divorce.
Brand.
Russell Brand got a divorce, and all these allegations are going around that he wants sex five times a day, and Katy Perry can't do it, so he's just a monster, so she had to get a divorce from him, which is hilarious. I love the tabloids. They're great.
That's a good rumor.
That's a good
rumor. Katy Perry, I mean, you might want to have sex with her like 10 times a day.
Exactly.
Until she talks.
Yep.
Ugh.
All right, Deb, we love you.
Love you, Deb.
All right, love you too.
Good
Bye.
Call.
Later. I have nothing left to talk to you about.
Good call. We need to get a landline. What do you think about this studio right here? This is not bad.
This is good for the moment, but we need a real one.
We need a solid studio.
Yeah. I got some show notes here.
Show notes.
So what else?
What are show notes?
Show notes?
Oh, show notes. I thought you said show notes.
All right.
I had some notes, too, but I don't know where they went.
Behind you.
It was all political stuff. There was so much stuff going on in the world today.
I can't stand politics.
I can't even. It's a bunch of hose
bags. I got into a huge fight the other day about Occupy Wall Street.
With in support of them or
against them?
Really?
Yeah.
You were against them, or they?
No,
were?
They were against them. Like,
what were they saying?
Saying just like shiftless hippies. Mm. You know, like when I think of Occupy Wall Street, I think of someone smoking a joint with dreads, and I'm like, I don't want to get into it because they're not here to debate it, so
no.
Leave it at that. But here's actually an interesting thing, and I wish we had actually an. Is all right. I'll start it like this.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk.
To Giggles, yeah. You're an artist.
Yeah, yeah.
Define art for me.
Mm-hmm. I think something that you create from scratch or using your element around you that maybe draws the attention of somebody, whether it's like a positive experience by somebody looking at it, whether it's a painting or film or picture, if somebody stops and looks at it and sort of thinks about it and comes up with their own idea of what that is, or it's like, oh, that's interesting, or oh, I don't really like that, or, you know, I don't think there needs to be a sort of cut and dry being like, oh, that's a, you know, like a turd on a street, not art.
So it has to be viewed. Art has to be viewed.
Well, it can be listened. It can be listened to.
Or it has to be, there has to be an audience. That's what you're telling me. There has to be an audience for that.
I don't think there needs to be an audience. I mean, you could have those, you know, you have these hermits that live out in whatever, that build these, like, you know, crystal, the sandcastle and, you know.
Something.
Or, you know, whittles, when Scrap goes out hiking and playing Dungeons and Dragons, and when he makes those gnome homes, you know, nobody gets to see those except
squirrels.
Nobody gets
to see those. Squirrels.
But he makes them, and yeah. That, you know, that's a little art.
Artistic.
It's artistic.
I'll get to that in a second, but so you just scratched your definition of art. Your thing was that someone has to view it, and then you said, "Oh, they don't have to view it."
We don't have to view it, but I mean, I think if you're gonna inspire anything, like what's creating something unless somebody else is gonna enjoy it? I mean, if you enjoy it,
well,
sure,
I mean,
that's fine.
I'm looking around your room right now, and I see a lot of pictures that are up on.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody comes into this room but you, pretty much. So yeah. Like you're viewing your own art and you're appreciating your own art.
Right. Well, I have been doing something with the pictures lately. The pictures that I'm framing,
yeah.
I've been like signing them and giving them away because I'm realizing that. Because
you're broke. That's what you give away for Christmas.
You shut your mouth. It's a good idea.
It's better than painting someone.
Hey, Picasso, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, but listen, it doesn't do me any good to have my pictures up on my wall. I might as well, you know, sign them and get, you know, give them to somebody so they can hang on their wall because at least. You know, 5 to 10 different people are going to go over to somebody's house for dinner or whatnot. And if you can get people sort of seeing your stuff,
uh-huh.
I mean, it beats coming in here and, you know.
Sure.
Looking at my art.
I think I'm not going to define it myself, but I think artistic expression in any form, like expression is to me is art. Like any type of expression, like yeah. Expressing like an emotion, an ability or something along those lines.
Right.
Is the thing. So this is where I wanted to get into it. So I went to a museum over the weekend, and I got a tour. First of all, I hate going to a museum and having someone describe art to me.
Yeah.
Despise that. Like, if I'm going, I think art should be viewed and should be taken in for what it is. Shouldn't be described to someone.
This was a required tour?
No, it wasn't a required tour.
But you were with your family? You were
it was with
your,
people.
With your...
It was with people.
No. Oh.
I went on this tour, regardless. So there was this artist, Saul something. I'll find it another time. His art was – he was this rich guy, right, who sat in his home in Connecticut and wrote down instructions and then signed it. And the instructions were like on a 15-foot wall, paint – 15 blocks, you know, that are separated equally.
Right, right, right.
Paint them the colors like the red, green, blue, whatever, the natural colors.
Right.
Rudimentary colors. Then the next four, multiply those colors together. Then the next four, multiply those colors together in a different pattern. So it was like this, like, mathematical equation of him giving instructions.
Right, right.
So... In the museum were all the walls that he left for instructions, and someone else did them.
Oh, nice.
So he didn't do them.
Right, right, right.
So when she talked about it, she said someone wanted to buy the wall, but they don't sell the wall. Mm-hmm. That's made by somebody else.
Right, right, right.
That's nothing. That is equal to nothing. Pretty much like every time they start it over, they just paint it white again and then do the instructions all over again. So someone wanted to buy it. So what they did was actually bought the piece of paper with the instructions and signature on it.
Nice.
Guess how much you paid for it?
$2 million.
No. Come on. $400,000.
Right, right, right.
$400,000.
To do somebody else's art.
To do someone else's art. So this is where I got into an issue with the museum. So I'm walking around, and I'm looking for the instructions with his signature on it. Because to me, that is the art.
Mm.
Because that is what this man, the artist, quote, unquote, is doing.
Yeah.
He's giving you the instructions with his signature on it. And that is what's being sold for $400,000. This piece of paper with his instructions on it. So I'm looking all over, and they don't have any of instructions up on the wall. And I said, "Yo, tour guide, where are the instructions?" And she said, "Oh, we don't put those up. They're worth too much money." And I said, "Well, that to me is the art. Like if I went to go see the Mona Lisa and they said, we're not going to display it because it's worth too much money, what's the point?" She got into a whole huge heated debate with me. Everyone in the tour group got in a whole huge heated debate with me while I sat there, and I said, that's the art to me. Why aren't you at least even giving me the option of seeing or understanding what my art is?
Because then maybe somebody could copy it. I mean, that's kind of the
– But that's the way too, because someone asked about that. It's because they have the printouts or like the instructions on the wall,
right,
just
right.
Not his actual signature. So you could take it and do it yourself at home, which people did apparently, and they have to call it a inspired by Saul artist, whatever. So it just got me heated to the point where I got everyone in this tour group heated at me.
Which museum was this?
It was the Mass MoCA up in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Which was pretty sweet. It was actually a gallery. It was a huge, like 26,000-foot museum.
Oh, nice.
Where they had huge open areas where they would hire artists to come in, open up whatever floor they had. They could do whatever they want.
Oh, that's great.
And then they paid them to do it, and then it was on display for a couple months. Then they would bring in someone else. Nice. They had really cool art. Like, some of the art was really great. Some of it was terrible, but what are you going to do?
All right, well, remember this, because we're going to call the museum, and we're going to do a recording of this. You have to let them know that we're recording it. But we want to ask, because I think this is – I don't have the answers for this. I don't have –
What answers? What do you want
to – I mean, what do you – like, I was thinking of a parallel that, like, you walk into a church or a mosque or a temple or whatever, and you're saying, you guys have these books. Where's the art? Where can I do the art anywhere?
What are you saying? I don't know.
I was saying, like people, you know, buy Bibles, buy Korans, and buy the Torah, you know, and then you want to see, like, you know.
What?
I don't know. I was trying to think, like, I was trying to parallel it with, like, you know, instructions.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, these books are instructions for people on how to live their lives. You know, can they just take that and, like, is that art? Living your life a certain way? The Bhagavad Gita, you know, like, the Buddhist monks? Like
the Buddhist monks?
Can Buddhists sue you for copying their ways? Like, where is the line drawn?
Well, I think that's a little different because it's religion, and as a religious sect, you want followers. You want people in your group. It's not like, you know, like they're going to come in and you're going to be like, wait a minute, you all want some money for following and doing what we're doing.
It's called tithing.
Tithing, exactly. You're right.
Donations
and tithing. So maybe you're onto something there. Who knows?
I'm just saying, you know, you need followers.
Sure.
You need people jazzed
up. Giggles
about
needs followers. Apparently, Jesse was going to call.
Who's Jesse?
Some girl.
Deb's kid. Oh, Deb's kid.
Yeah, but she's not. I told her to call. She's got a couple minutes before we put an end to this show. Yeah. It's just a good show.
Really good show.
Good to be back.
We need to. I think we were a little rusty.
Got a lot of energy today.
I think it's just pent up in this small 10 by 10 cell.
It's been a long time, but it feels really good to be back. I think. What do you think about this?
On air production meeting.
Monday night shows.
Fine by me.
This gives us the weekend, and then I think we're going to get more listeners.
I'm available every day of the week.
I know,
you know,
bro.
What I do.
All right, what's your work schedule like these days?
Working tomorrow at 5 a.m.
Oof. With who?
This promotional group. I'm handing out things for Disney on Ice. Supposedly, I got to wear mouse ears. I'll take a picture of it. We'll post it online.
No.
If enough people ask for it, we'll I'll post it online. But you know what? I need cash, bro.
You need cash.
I'm not, you know.
Well, now you got married, so, you know, you got.
I'm still going to make my money.
Still, you got to make your own
still
money.
Gonna, you know, I'm still going to support.
You guys do any joint accounts yet?
Yeah, we did that.
Oh, that's big.
It was really
that's
big.
That's big.
It was really big.
So you put your $5 in your account? I don't think. Did we ever tell a story of when you joined her bank and then she got the letter?
she got a letter that she thought was her bank account statement, and she had a brief panic attack
because she opened up your account and was like, "Where'd my money go?
Somebody stole my money."
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That is. All right. What do you think? Close up shop?
Yeah, why not? I gotta get up in the morning.
Get up in the morning. Jesse was supposed to call. We're gonna have to take you next time, kid.
Totally.
Have to take you next time.
Good show.
All right, good show.
So we're going to do a show on Monday?
Let's do a show Monday.
This coming Monday night.
It's coming Monday
9
night.
10.
You got anything to plug? Do anything big?
The Yes team is traveling across country. They're heading out to
we should get some calls from them. Maybe set up an interview or call, find out what's happening with them.
We should.
We should also find out what's happening with
Ronstadt?
He's on tour, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get an update from him. Also, the Face to Face movie.
Oh,
we got what's her name?
I wonder what happened with her.
What's her
cat?
Cat. Of course, I knew that.
Face2FaceTheMovie.com.
Yeah, we'll get an update on her because I'd like to see what's going on. Maybe we'll get her in studio.
You should.
Yeah,
we should. We got to get a studio before we make that.
The familiar song.
It's been a while since I heard that.
I know.
Good show. Hey, we want to thank our listeners. If you stuck with us for the past hour.
For the past hour.
And Deb, thanks for calling in. John, thanks for calling in. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I want everybody to have good vibes about Johnny C. quitting.
Yeah.
Quitting cigarettes.
That's nice.
You know, if you think about it, if you see somebody, you got a friend that's smoking cigarettes, maybe just
send away good vibes to Johnny.
Good vibes to Johnny.
Good vibes to the Grizz.
I always thought about this really quick here. Whenever I drive from Florida to New York, stopping in North Carolina and buying cartons of cigarettes.
You should.
Walking through the park and selling them.
You'd get pinched.
I get pinched. Yeah.
Speaking of driving a car from Florida to New York, do you still have two cars?
I'm selling one. Yeah, I got two.
You got two cars.
Two cars.
And all the time in the world. It's like one not even registered?
No, a 99 Toyota Corolla, 145K.
How much?
$2,500.
It's not bad. All right, we'll try to sell it next week on Monday.
Let's do it.
All right, this is what I want you to do. I want you to put up an ad on Craigslist to sell the car.
No.
On Monday, we'll call the people back.
If I put it up on Craigslist, I'm going to want to sell it quick. I'm not going to wait till
Monday
to call.
It's already Thursday.
It's true. It's true. I got to take pictures of it tomorrow.
Take pictures. We'll get this thing rolling.
Let's get it sold.
Dave and Gabe will sell their company car.
2012.
Big time. Delvin's 12. Good show.
Really good show. Good to be back.
Good to be back. Your hat's all funky. All right, boys and girls. That is the end of our show.
Monday night.
It's really good to be back.
Yes.
I miss you.
I miss you, too.
I was talking to the people out there.
Yeah?
But you, too. To a certain
degree. Oh, yeah. Well, you're looking at me.
I know. All right. To 2012.
Good show.
Good show.
Idly, hey.
Go home.
Goodly do.